Listen Radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, hopefully helping you have another amazing day. Shall I ask that same 2020 News Quiz question in this hour? I think I will.
It did so well last hour.
Well, we kind of buried it among a half a dozen other things that were going on as usual. So if you want to start working on this, what's the name of the tropical storm that's approaching Bermuda? 2020 News Quiz question. Get some free e-food. 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 Good stuff. We welcome them to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we will welcome Pam Popper in a matter of moments. Before we get to Pam, though, our focus is going to be in part all of these recalls. The latest is a national beef recall. She's a vegetarian, and I don't know that she'll gloat in it, but she thinks you don't need meat in order to be healthy, and we'll explain that for you in just a matter of moments. Before we get to that, we get to laughter at 10 after, which happens right after this on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
The ultimate new car marketplace. Did you hear the story about, speaking of Gurr, the governor of Illinois signing a bill that bans protests near military funerals? It's called the Let Them Rest in Peace Act. Targets Westboro Baptist Church going to funerals with placards that say, thank God for dead soldiers. You know, the protest of the tolerance of homosexuality. That's
so
why.
Annoying.
Yeah, right. So in Illinois, they're going to ban it against the law. And Westboro Baptist will take it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will throw it out because it's freedom of speech.
Right.
Wait and see. Right? Okay. Let's laugh. Ready?
Yes.
Laughter.
Sure.
The power of laughter. This is the senility prayer. Ready?
Whatever that is, go ahead.
God grant me the senility to forget the people I never liked anyway.
Yeah.
The good fortune to run into the ones I do and the eyesight to tell the difference. Now that I'm older, here's what I've discovered. One, I started out with nothing and I still have most of it. Two, my wild oats have turned into prunes and all bran.
Yeah.
Three, I finally got my head together. Now my body is falling apart.
There you go.
Four, funny, I don't remember being absent-minded. Four, funny, I don't remember being absent-minded. Five, if all is not lost, then where is it? Six, it's easier to get older than it is to get wiser. Seven, the only time the world beats a path to your door is when you're in the bathroom. Eight,
that's true.
If God wanted me to touch my toes, he would have put them on my knees. Nine, it's not hard to meet expenses. They're everywhere. 10, these days I spend a lot of time thinking about the hereafter. I go somewhere to get something and wonder what I'm here after. All right, how not to get senile in a moment with Pam Popper here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, What is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Friend of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Dr. Pam Popper, is here. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. Great website, wellnessforum.com. Pam, I'm wondering about all of the recalls. Today there's a recall of a bunch of beef. Last week it was strawberries. The week before that, it was turkey. Now, you have made it clear to those of us who listen to you with our ears open that you are a vegan, and you promote at the Wellness Forum ways for you to get the protein and other sustenance you need without having to use meat. I wonder when you see or hear some of these stories, not that the strawberry thing is something that might fit into this, but certainly the meat recalls, if you feel vindicated with the tack that you take to keep people healthy.
Well, first of all, I don't promote a vegan diet. That's a personal choice of mine, but the diet we teach isn't a vegan diet, and so I don't really feel vindication in terms of our dietary principles because we're not telling most people to give up animal foods. But what I think we are really clear on is that for health reasons, environmental reasons, just compassion for animals reasons, we really don't want to patronize or eat food that comes from these factory farms. And that's where the problem is. These are huge facilities with tens of thousands of animals. And that's, by the way, where a lot of the contamination of even the plant food is coming from. You know, remember the big spinach deal in California?
Yep. And lettuce, same thing. Yep.
The issue is that every day we get more evidence that we should not buy things from these farms. And I'm on an all-out campaign to just dry out the demand, because I think if enough people really understood what went on there, the way that the places are run, what they're doing to the environment, they'd stop buying the stuff, and eventually these places would go out of business. And then we'd be back to buying animal foods to the extent that people include them in their diet from places that are safe.
Have I told you about the movie Farmageddon yet?
No, I haven't heard about that one.
Go to Kristen Canty is the lady's name. I've had her on a couple of times. I'm going to have her on again. I'm trying to find this. But if you go to Farmageddon.com, I think you will find it. Just Google Farmageddon.
And you will find
something that you'll be interested in personally. And also, I'll bet a lot of people at the Wellness Forum would be interested in it as well. Your whole reason for being is to get people to realize that it isn't that difficult to shape yourself for the future. And I mean that literally and figuratively. You may have seen the attention given over the weekend to this story about a new therapy that supposedly wipes out leukemia, which is all well and good if you have it, but probably a better way of dealing with it is not to get it in the first place.
Absolutely. Everybody'd rather not have these conditions than be worried about how to fix them.
It's harder with leukemia. I think that's something but there are things that are directly related to what you consume. Colon cancer, for example, even though it seems to be hereditary, that is a direct effect of what you're eating. A number of cancers are. So how do you teach people? What's your attitude there at the Wellness Forum toward the things that we know will make us sick?
Well, I think the first thing is to go back to something you said that's really important. Is I think a lot of people feel like they're victims of their genetic, of the bad genetic lottery. And the reality is, since the early 1970s, we've known that about 2 or 3% of health outcomes are related to genes, and the rest is the diet and lifestyle that you choose. Now, it's not that genes aren't important. I'm genetically predisposed to have a bunch of bad stuff happen to me. But there's a difference between having a gene and genetic expression. And genetic expression depends upon your habits. So you may have, for example, colon cancer running in your family or diabetes, doesn't mean you have to get it. And I think that what I like for people to do, I know that I look at some of my family members, all the females are overweight, all the females have rheumatoid arthritis and other conditions, and that motivates me because I look at the discomfort that they're in, and I think, gosh, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
So I'm real motivated to go to the gym and make the right choices because I fully understand that it's easier for me to keep that stuff from happening than it is for my family members to address what they've already done to themselves.
And then when you go to parties and you have on the sleeveless dresses and people look at you, are you working out? Because
yeah.
they see some of your muscle, that's a pretty good indicator. Something.
Yeah, and to not look, I mean, I love people telling me all the time, I don't want to sound arrogant about this, but they find out how old I am and they go, God, I never would have guessed that. I would have thought you were, you know, in your 40s, not your 50s, and that's always fun. But
yeah.
it's not just about your appearance. You know, at this point in time, I tell people all the time, it's great to look good, love that, but what you really want to do, and you were talking about Alzheimer's disease earlier, and what you really want to do is you want to be cognitively and physically able to live your life until it's over. You know, I want to live till I'm 100 and die in my sleep and spend my last day doing something that I want to do, not confined to a wheelchair or a bed. And, you know, and I don't want to be frail and scared half to death to leave my house. I mean, I look at some of my colleagues who are in their late 70s and they're doing twice what most 20-year-olds do,
right.
you know, and that's what life is all about. We can keep you alive for a long time. It's the quality of life that we want people to have.
And that's the whole fallacy with all of this, the health care discussion. It's not about health care. It's about insurance policies and how to make money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I saw something about soy supplements and how they do not ease bone loss.
That's right. Supplements are not going to do it. You know, you've got to, you know, everybody's looking for a magic formula.
Yep.
They want a drug, they want a nutrient, they want a single food. Gosh, if I eat blueberries every day, will that reduce my risk of cancer? There isn't a single food, there isn't a magic bullet. There's a pattern of living and diet that you have to get right. And I think that's why people are so frustrated. You know, most of the people that I meet are aware that what they do influences their health, and most of them are actually trying to do some right things. The problem is it just isn't enough to protect them if they're not sick already or to fix what's wrong with them. You know, if I wish it was so simple that people who had crumbling bones, I could just say, take this pill.
Yeah.
I wish I could say, eat this food, you won't get cancer. Gosh, if you can just bring yourself to eat a cup of blueberries every day, your problems are solved. Because wouldn't that be easier than doing what I am doing, which is teaching people how to change their diet? But the bottom line is, you just have to decide that there's a way of living that leads you toward health. You can eat your way into health and vitality, or you can eat your way into disease and degeneration. And at some point in time, you come to the crossroads and you have to decide what you want to do.
What an excellent way to encapsulate some great ideas. Check out thewellnessforum.com. Dr. Pam Popper joins us every week at this time with her ideas that are gaining popularity because, hey, they work. Pam, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, 20 after the hour on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Comments to the Facebook page at DougStephan.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The CMA Festival, the music festival in ABC last night. This is the Zach Brown Band performing Keep Me in Mind. What do you know, or what do you like about them, Jennifer?
I just love that they're pure musicians. They do a really cool kind of country music that's got a little folk.
Now see, this stuff
soul.
I like. This is I like this. I don't like the stories about beating the dog and running over a turtle or whatever else it is that this song. I don't. That stuff doesn't do anything.
It's just really
this
good. Really good musicians. If you ever see them in concert, they play for 3 hours straight. Zach Brown never leaves the stage. It's just he's amazing.
All right. So, Richie, you dig this stuff.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Jennifer always says, you got to go see Zach Brown. Yeah. I might have to.
Yeah.
You might have to. You'll like it.
Maybe you can connect with him on LinkedIn, Richie. All right, next up on the CMA Music Festival, Martina McBride.
This is her first CMA Music Festival performance. This is Lauren Elena.
Oh, they do a duet, the Lauren Elena. Lauren Elena, was she an American Idol last year?
She's a runner-up this year.
This year, yeah. So she and Martina McBride singing anyway here. Crank it up, Richie. Let's keep going. Little Big Town performing Little White Church on the CMA Music Festival. Okay, I like this already. Like this?
Yeah, they're very bluegrass.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. And, let's see here, Keith Urban also. Earlier when we were talking about country music, we were talking about Sugar Land appearing at the Indiana State Fair and the wind 60, 70 miles an hour and higher and gusts blowing down the stands. About 5 people get killed. A couple of dozen were hurt. I don't cotton much to this kind of stuff on the radio, but I know that when things like this happen, people are curious. So I found it interesting that the talking heads in Indianapolis at the big talk station there went wall to wall when the stage went down. Huh? What? The stage came down. Okay, that's the story. Mm-hmm. Five people killed. That's it. What do you do? What do you go there and do for?
It's just a bad story all the way around.
Yeah. But what Doug's saying is, it's not like it's a flood that's going to affect more. Once it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
So continuing coverage on something that's over.
Coverage of what?
It came down, right. There's nothing left.
Right. That would be kind of like a continuous coverage of the SEALs going after Bin Laden. The story's over.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Finished. Kaputsky.
There's details.
Yeah. No, how many? What the detail is?
Know the details.
Okay, so here's the detail. You want to know the detail behind the Jackie O tapes?
Yes.
This has
been your story of the day.
This is my story of the day.
Kennedy conspiracy.
Right.
All
you know why ABC is going to broadcast these?
Just
Caroline?
To bring everybody up to speed, Jackie O has tapes that are now being released on her theory that LBJ did Kennedy in.
Right. And the daughter, Caroline, agreed to the release of the tapes to ABC when they agreed to drop the drama series about the family. So the Kennedy family...
They made a deal.
They made
like
a deal.
Deal makers.
How about that? Isn't that interesting, huh? Very interesting. 28 after on Good Day.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Say hi to Atlantic City, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn. Hi, Atlantic City.
Hi, Atlantic City.
Hi, Washington. Richie's there.
Oh, yeah.
On the Big Talker. The Doug Steffen Good Day program goes deep now. Deep, deep, deep into the bowels of the working mechanism.
Bowels.
The working bowels. Bowels.
Deep.
You don't like that word?
Email. We get your email every day.
Hey, you.
Here's your mail today.
Doug, a few days ago, you asked a question about James Best, also known as Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Years before the Dukes of Hazzard, he was featured on the Andy Griffith Show, played a local singer who left Maybury to join up with a big music band in the big city. Just thought you'd like to know. Writes Darla Bernou.
Little Boston-y today.
Boston City, Pennsylvania. Well, that we're doing.
Why were you talking about Roscoe P. Coltrane?
Because there was a question about something with the Dukes of Hazzard that came up. I don't remember what. You expect me to remember from last week?
I'm the king of Dukes of Hazzard.
I know you are, Rich. Well, have a nice time with it.
Roscoe P. Coltrane was a great, great chair.
Yes, he was a great American.
Yes, he was.
All right, let's see here. Here is Thomas Weber, who says he collects watches as a hobby. I'm setting funds aside to purchase one of those unique American timepieces from Montana. Saw a watch on your wrist and thought it looked very much like a Montana watch. He thought it had an image of a cow. I don't have any watch that I know of that has a cow on the dial.
You don't?
Well, you had the one with Brendan on its face.
Brendan and Megan together. Three or four of my watches.
How old were they when they gave you that watch, by the way?
They didn't. I had the watches done by a friend of mine who did that sort of thing. They were teenagers and they were horrified. And they still are, by the way.
I'm thinking of you a watch with my picture on it.
Yeah, right.
Guess what the hand's going to be?
Very cute. Very cute. All right, let's see here. Thomas is listening, let's see here, on KHNU AM 620 in Kona, Hawaii.
Ooh.
This, oh, here it is, Richie.
Aloha.
He wanted to, he saw you and me, saw pictures of you and me at the Talkers Convention, and thought it was a Montana watch that I was wearing on my wrist. Now, I don't remember, do you remember, most of the watches I wear, especially when I'm traveling, have big faces, and they have the second hand, and
yeah,
so I can read them when I'm trying to stay up on the time. So I don't know what he's talking about, but he sent me a catalog of Montana watches, a lot of them. So let's see if we can find, maybe I'll get one for Christmas, Richie.
I like the Swatch.
The Swatch watch? Remember that? My heavens, how long has it been since those were around?
I used to have them in the 80s, and I'd always have them in, like, pink and green.
Really?
And they had those little plastic things that went over
yeah?
my face. You remember
really?
Those? The little protector.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Did you really just yawn?
I did, isn't that right?
That's so rude, Doug. We've gone a week, and don't you miss my interesting stories.
Here it is.
The thanks I get.
Sandy Fogelman writes, Richie, hi, Doug. Just wanted to let you know I listen to your show every morning on my way to work. I laugh at your humor in my car while I'm driving. We agree on quite a few things. I get a kick out of your younger crew and their ideas. Just wanted to say hi and let you know I enjoy you. Thank you, Sandy.
Or lack thereof.
He's in Williamsburg. How do you figure that?
And their ideas.
Yeah, your ideas.
It's Monday.
Us, don't worry.
Yeah. It's Monday. Maybe lacking a little bit in the idea department.
There were some people who were concerned about that cougar that we talked about last, the week before last. Remember the cougar that had started in Wisconsin? Yeah. And traveled to the east, struck by a construction. This was one of those Snopes moments, Richie. Jennifer wondered how the do not resuscitate could confirm that the cougar had been in this area. The DNR, wouldn't that DNR is do not resuscitate, right? What's that got to do with a cougar?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What the heck is this?
I'm so confused.
All I heard was a wonk, 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 cougar.
Wonk. Huh?
Next email.
Hey, that was a bad one?
I can't get ahead.
Thanks, Kathy.
I'd like to understand it.
Yeah, really. All right, Russ writes, if anything is going to convince me that online posting is a waste of time, it's dumb comments like I read in your Facebook.
Ha! Attacking our listeners.
Who said that?
Yeah.
Our friends who post on our Facebook page.
Big
don't
idea.
Attack them.
No. Dr. Ken around, by the way, in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. Let's see. Craig wants to know if I ride a motorcycle or engage in any risky types of sports or activities.
Farms.
On the farm is plenty of risky activity, right? Don't you think that's risky? Yeah. All right, let's see here. Jimbo, your attitude about unions sucks.
Maybe
you should
guess.
Start thinking. Yeah, but
Jimbo signed Steam Fitters Local.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Chicago union person, right? Let's see here. Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about smokers and them being protected by unions. I'd rather hire a smoker than a union member, this guy says, at his place. Huh? Smoker, non-smoker. Union member, non-union member. Who would you hire, Richie?
I would hire the non-smoking, non-union member.
Me too.
Uh-huh. Let's see here. We must have gotten off on a toot about hiring people and qualifications. I did. I think we were. You guys were not here. It was about smoking and non-smoking. But you know what you know where I am on all that.
Now, would you rather hire a union worker or a smoker? Because I'd rather hire a smoker than a union member.
I would not hire either.
You have to pick one.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on. That's not the way the game works.
I have a smoker here.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I have former union members. Nobody here belongs to a union.
I'm a former union. I've belonged to 7 unions in my life.
Right.
Yeah,
well, they may be current union members, but it doesn't carry much weight around here.
Last night on the phone, a friend of mine said, tell me 3 good things about unions. And I couldn't come up with one.
Sure you can. They're almost gone.
Yeah. They've had their place over the years. There are a lot of companies that abuse the hell out of their workers.
Back in the day, in the early days.
They were so important.
This woman, by the way.
Manufacturing, they were certainly needed.
Listen to this story. This person had to have a union rep. She works at a particular job, and she has a guy over her who's jealous because she's smarter than he. I mean, all of the usual stuff. Guy dummy gets to the top, and underneath is somebody smarter. So he makes life miserable for her, and she told him to stop it. And so he says, I'm filing a grievance or something against you. We'll meet with our reps. So the union, they spend hours sitting, I don't know if it's hours, but they, four people get together to discuss this guy, this moron's attitude toward her, just because he's put off by her being a woman. And he doesn't want anybody working for him who is a woman. That's it, the whole thing. So the union stewards are in there, and the union boss, and the union rep, because this guy's ragging on this woman because she's just there. That's it. So what value does the union have in that circumstance? Let's see here. Sandra asks a question. Why is tobacco still legal if it's so lethal? America, wake up. Insurance companies are the true thieves of liberty, and it is they who are making the rules as they go. No problem to pay out or pay up the wazoo for coverage, but when it's time to pay for coverage, they'll find every reason to pay back. In other words, if you have a claim, they don't want to pay. How many people have ever filed a claim against an insurance company and had them not pay?
I think I've entered a claim that didn't get paid. Right. Some kind of a homeowner's thing. Oh, you know what? It was just recently.
Mm-hmm.
My son dropped our iPad and broke it.
Ooh.
So I called our homeowner's insurance to see if it was covered, and they said nay.
Yeah, homeowner's insurance denies maybe. Yeah, but
I went to the doctor. I was talking about going to this fellow who's the eminent dementia and Alzheimer's specialist in the country at Mass General, and he wanted me to get a test. Insurance company said, no, we're not going to give it to you because you can't prove that he needs it. I'm feeling good about getting over all of that worry, but by the same token, there's plenty of evidence presented that there is reason to dig around further. Nope. Can't do it. We're not paying. That's $1,400, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So what do you think, Richie? What should I do?
Sell it all. Move to a little island, Doug. Forget it all.
Got one in mind? How about Nantucket?
Ooh.
Nah.
There's a story about a bucket on Nantucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's see here. This guy can't seem to get off. He doesn't realize this is not a political program. Can we discuss how to get rid of the Kenyan president next year?
Okay.
This is the wrong show for that, pal.
What's he done wrong?
No, he's talking about our president who's
Our Kenya.
President.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See, I'm so over that. That's so not even an issue anymore. There's so many other concerns about that man that I have.
Yeah.
Is asking whether or not people smoke an intrusion into the personal lives of the employee? Can you hire somebody, Richie, and ask them if they smoke?
I do not ask them if they do.
You can tell if you're around.
Can usually tell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask them.
But again, just recently, I hired a smoker.
But
great
did you
guy.
Know this person was a smoker?
You know, I think I did. He used to work here part-time a little bit years ago.
Yeah.
And I think I did. But in this case, it didn't matter because he was the right guy for the job, and I like him.
Yeah. There you go, Richie.
I rag him every now and then for his 15-minute breaks.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't hire anybody who drank coffee or soda.
What?
I wouldn't.
Too late. Jennifer's drinking her coffee. I'm drinking my soda. You're in trouble.
Are you trying to tell us something?
How did I know that?
I wouldn't hire anybody who drives a Lexus either.
Yeah. I wouldn't hire anybody who drove a tractor either.
Uh-oh.
All right. So we've covered a little bit of ground. I always like it. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Raul, for sending your email line page after page. I got a note from Aunt B. Aunt B asked
Aunt B?
Me,
like
Aunt
from Mayberry?
B. Yeah, yeah.
Andy!
Forget you did that so well.
Is that good?
Yeah. Who owns your body?
Let's ask that of Dr. Ken.
Aren't you? Just asked you that?
I'd be what's who owns my body.
That's a personal question.
I thought it was kind of personal. Let's see if Ken will take lay claim to it. Ken Kronos, Master of Medicine. Ooh, I like that.
It's like Baltic Avenue.
Dr. Ken, Master of Medicine. Up next from the Good Day program is 15 before the hour.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Ambarin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
I like that number. That's a cool number. You know, I went through this hour again without having any reference to the storm in Bermuda. Maybe I'll get that done sometime this week. Time now for the services of Dr. Ken Kronos. He's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on yet another recall. This one is tainted beef. We had strawberries last week. We had turkey the week before. And when you get right down to it, Dr. Ken, this is, I know that you want to cover it because it's there, but it's much ado about nothing.
Well, it's especially affecting where I am, and it can potentially the whole country. At least three major grocery store chains, Doug, have recalled some of their ground beef packages because they could be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. It's Winn-Dixie, Publix, Kroger. They announced the recall mainly in the southeast, but they state that it could be all over. They're from National Beef Packaging Company of Dodge City, Kansas. That's where the beef began. My suggestion, cook the ground beef to a temperature of at least 160 degrees. The temperature should be checked with a food thermometer that measures internal temperature.
It really is, though. But this is a bunch of hooey. All it does is get people upset, like the turkey or the strawberries. You know what? If you have a good, healthy immune system, if your body is up to par, none of this stuff is going to bother you. It just isn't.
You know, the interesting thing is the authorities in Oregon are sure that it came from deer droppings. They published that again this morning.
Yeah, okay. So it wasn't the stuff that was sprayed on it. It was something that they would have no control over. None. All right, rub and rinse. This looks pretty interesting.
Some good, helpful information out of optometry.
Jennifer, pay attention to this, please. Rub and rinse.
And vision science. Well, when it comes, Jennifer, to soft contact lenses, rubbing and rinsing before soaking overnight is the best way to remove germs and prevent eye infection. This extra step before soaking helps remove resistant germs.
All right, who owns your body is the question from Odd B. Dr. Ken, who owns your body?
Well, I hope each of us do and nobody else.
Us. It's up to us to keep our bodies
fight
in
for
good
your
shape.
Body.
Right. Fight for your body. Good idea. Ken Kronos on Good Day.
Hey, Bill. Pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's up?
Here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is actually quite a good soundtrack of a good little movie, Little Shop of Horrors. Steve Martin turned 66 yesterday, so we have this from The Dentist. Or I guess, it's the song is called The Dentist from the movie Little Shop of Horrors. Is that right, Chucker? I think I got that.
Right, and that scene was a lot of people thought it's classic. Bill Murray was the patient, Steve Martin was the dentist.
Yeah.
Bill Murray enjoyed going to the dentist, like getting his teeth pulled.
Right. Perfect. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Did you see the story we have posted today at DougStephan.com? Jody Foster made a big donation for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence called SETI. It's a group that is going
SETI
bankrupt.
Institute, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had a shutdown because of budget cuts, but because of her, they're back in business searching the skies and beyond. How many of those she was in contact with? She's been in a number that she said after she did contact it changed her life. Wasn't she in another movie that was similar to that? Do I remember her being in another movie?
No, I think it's just contact.
You think it is? But obviously it did change her life because of her. She always seems to be connected to these things, and we all remember her from contact. So,
So do you think that's a good cause, yes or no?
Yes, I think it's a very good cause.
Yeah, I do too. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep, I don't know what's going on elsewhere.
You know, I just want to point out there was a big story. We're going to do box office totals, but there was a big story over the weekend. I don't know if you heard. Disney, I've talked about this on the show a few times. They were in pre-production, ready to start filming, I believe in January, on a new Lone Ranger movie, which was going to star Johnny Depp as Tonto, and Arnie Hammer, the guy who played the twins in The Social Network, was going to play the Lone Ranger. The director of Pirates of the Caribbean, Gore Verbinski, was going to direct it. Jerry Bruckheimer, mega producer, was going to produce. Disney, at the last second, has pulled the plug because producers came in with a budget of over $240 million. and Disney put its foot down and said that's just way too much money to spend. What do you think of that?
Well, will they go somewhere else with it, or they have to pare the budget down?
No, they might try to go somewhere else, but I think it's finally a good stand by the studio, because I just don't understand. I'd love to see the spreadsheet of where that money's going, why you have to spend that kind of crazy money on a Lone Ranger movie. I don't get it.
I mean, I think the idea is a good idea. Johnny Depp would be an interesting Lone Ranger, be an interesting movie. But again, yeah, why do you have to spend? I bet you could do it for half that much money, and that still seems like it's expensive.
I think it's a byproduct of the box office failure of Cowboys and Aliens, which had a budget of some say $260 million dollars.
So that was considered a failure. How much has it taken in so far?
It's only taken in $81 million in 3 weeks.
It
probably pop out at about $100 million, and it's going to be a tough sell overseas.
Why?
That's the thing. The Lone Ranger is not an easy sell overseas. That's why I think they got nervous also.
Really? So? Why? I thought the overseas market liked cowboy movies. The English love cowboy movies.
Well, Transformers 3 and Pirates of the Caribbean 4 have done $1 billion worldwide. That's what the studios are looking for when they spend. Because if they spend $240 million to produce it, they're going to have to spend another $150 to $200 million to market it worldwide. So these are big, big investments for these studios.
A lot of dough. All right, in a moment, Chucker will check the box office totals for the weekend here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
All right, number one this weekend, Chucker.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes for weekend number two, $27.5 million in business. Still done $105 million in 2 weeks to release on a budget of $88 million, which is pretty physically responsible there. Number two was The Help, based on the best-selling novel, $25.5 million, $35.4 million since opening on Wednesday. That's a very solid opening for film that had a budget in the $20 million range. Final Destination 5 placed third, $18.4 million. Not on par with the other films. Number four with The Smurfs, $13.5 million, $101 million in 3 weeks of release. In the comedy, 30 Minutes or Less, opening to $13 million in business. Jesse Eisenberg.
Wow.
So me and my daughter went to see 3D, had a good time.